help from guerrilla art and non-permanent graffiti.
My name's Evan Roth. I'm with the Graffiti Research Lab.
And my name's James, and I'm part of the Graffiti Research Lab. The Graffiti Research Lab is really just an art project that Evan and I started.
It's basically just the two of us coming up with ways that individual people without a lot of money can get their content up in the city.
At heart, it's about this action, and the action is counter to the dominant force.
The Laser Tag Project, it's basically a large three-wheel work trike that has on it like a self-powered gas generator which powers a digital projector, a laptop, a camera, and it allows you to take a high-powered laser pointer and you can look at a surface and write on it and the image will be left in light.
We get these opportunities where people say, here's this giant structure, we're inviting you to our country, we're giving you this money and we'd like you to do something on it.
We wanted to be able to get graffiti writers from the area and allow them to write on this building. That project was completely permission-based. We had help getting the workers out of the building at a certain time so they wouldn't get blinded with the laser. The police did still manage to show up. I think the police came three different times to see what was going on, and at one point, you can see in the video actually, one of the head officers, Martin, writes his name, and apparently Martin rocks. A lot of our work has to do with the fact that there's this over-proliferation of advertisements in the city. The subway system has developed these large video displays that run advertisements all day long. And the idea was that with a piece of foam board, you can cut in a message through the foam board, put that over top of the advertisement, and now the advertisement's been turned into like glowing text of whatever your content wants to be.
Graffiti may be a quality of life offense, but the overabundance of ads is also a quality of life offense. I'm not trained in the law, and I think a lot of the tools that we use exist in a gray area. We're just going to do our thing, whatever it is, and we're not going to worry about asking permission. And then if someone arrests us, we'll just let the courts figure that out.
And that does it for the webcast today. For all of us here at ABC News, I'm Dan Harris. Thank you for taking the time, and please click on us again tomorrow.